favor, His strength, and His Spirit. It's about walking boldly even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith.
Good morning. Just want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the Word, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And to those that received Him, now what that means is, it just doesn't mean that you just listen to a sermon, or you watch some Bible on TV, or you come to the building on Wednesdays and Sundays. Now what that means is, it means three things. One, you hear Him. The Bible says, "My sheep hear My voice, and a stranger that they will not follow." But then number two is, David said, "I hid thy word deep in my heart that I might not sin against you." And then number three, James says, it's not the hearers of the word, but the doers. We need to be doers of the word, not just hearers. So whatever it is that you hear and you hide, you have to execute and you have to do. That shows God and the devil that you have heard. So, Father, right now, we thank You. We give You all the glory, honor, and praise. We declare and decree that this word shall go forth unhindered, uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, I pray, high glory, and we touch and agree for the families and the people that have been affected by the fires in California. Father, we pray for safety. Father, we pray for restitution. We pray that everything lost will be returned seven times more. Father, Your word says, high glory, that when the enemy steals, that when you catch the enemy has to return sevenfold. So, Father, according to Proverbs chapter 6, we declare and we make our decree and our declaration that we've caught the devil trying to steal, and now he must return sevenfold. So remember that you are in this season. We are in 5785. Okay, God's calendar. This is God's calendar. This is according to biblical qualifications of time. Okay, we're in the season of 5785. And according to Romans chapter 5, and let's go here because I want you to see this. Our glory. The Bible says, our glory, that, you know, when you get the word, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth does man live. So when we go to Romans chapter 5, our glory. Now, this is what the Lord spoke, our glory. He said, get your Bible, Romans chapter 5, reading verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense or sin might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And what you have to understand is grace is God's supernatural empowerment. It's a spiritual empowerment on your life, high glory, to do what He's called, created, and purposed you to do. The devil can't stop that. And that's what I need to let you know, that you are in a time and season that God's going to pour more of his power on you. So you're not working in your power, you're working in his power. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me. See, you shouldn't be getting what we call burnout, because in God's kingdom, there's no such thing as burnout. See, when you are working in the power of God, your power never runs out. Now, what you have to make sure that you do is your body is still flesh and blood. So you must rest your body. And what you must do is hear the Lord when to move and how to move. Okay? This is what I want you to understand. The Lord has your back, but you've got to follow his instructions. You've got to follow his timetable. See, when you follow his instructions and his timetable, now the enemy cannot come in and cause self-destruction in your life. Why? Because you have the power over the enemy. The next thing, that one, this is going to be the season that you're going to abound, where grace much more abounded. The word abound in the Greek means to abundantly be furnished with. It means to overflow, to furnish one richly. Why? Because you are in the season of the grace of acceptance, okay? For a lot of times around these holiday seasons or whatnot, what happens is the enemy tries to deceive you that you're not worthy. Listen, there's nothing you can do to get the grace of God. Okay, I'm just going to say it like that. You can't, there is no earthly work. There's nothing you can do in the flesh to get the grace of the Lord, okay? High glory. I just want to make that perfectly clear. It's not about works. It's because you're his children. Oh, my God. See, that's going to hit home with somebody. Because you're the children of God, according to Psalms 82, how glory, you are all the children of the Most High God. You are already accepted, and what you have to do. And now what I want you to do is point to yourself and say, I'm accepted because God accepts me. And then I want you to type, it is so, okay? Now, in this time and season right now, what you have to understand is 5785 will be the season you will always have. Now, as long as you're following the instructions of the Lord, whatever he's telling you to do, you will always have, okay? There might be some work that you got to go do, but you're always going to have. I'm speaking into your spirit right now. This will be the season that you will always have. Good morning, Quinteros. You will always have. See, you will always have. Oh, see, y'all going to make me. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I got to get this done quick because it's got to get, I'm teaching the children's, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 9, look at verse 8, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 9, look at verse 8. It says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, okay? He's talking to you specifically. He says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, point to yourself, talking about me, always having all sufficiency in all things, may what? Abound, oh my God, to every good work. Oh my God, see, you're about to catch up to what God is doing right now in your life. And if this is the season that you will always have, it's because you've been the called. You've been called. You've been divinely selected. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me. Romans chapter 8. And we're going to end right here for today. Amen. Romans chapter 8. Good morning, Sister Shanika. Been missing you. Okay, Romans chapter 8. Look at what it says. And we're going to just use verse 28 for time's sake today. Romans chapter 8. Verse 28, okay? Romans chapter 8. I want you to see this. And I want you right now, I want you to type it right now. I receive it. Come on, now just type it right now. I receive it. Romans chapter 8. Come on. Look at what it says. And we know. Wait. Let me just back it up. Okay? And he that searches, verse 27, 28. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Woo! Come on, somebody. Jesus is our great intercessor. Come on now. Because, now remember, David was a man after God's own heart. Oh, my God. Because he makes intercession. Because he makes intercession for who? The children, the sons, the saints. According to what? The will of God. You must, in this time and season, listen, I know you've gone through some things last week, last month, last year, last 2, 3, 5 years. But what you got to understand is this season, because God had to allow you to go through some things, it might seem like you lost some stuff, but God says, no, 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 no. Sometimes I've got to prune back the tree so more fruit can come. Someone shout, my fruit is coming. My harvest is coming. Woo! And we know that all things work together for good to who? To them. That what? Love God. And to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, here's the key. Look, many are called, few are chosen. This phrase, the called, is talking about the chosen. Come on now. Woo, come on now. Good morning, Dr. Matthews, Daddy Matthews. See, you're not just one of the ones that he starts dialing your number. No, you are the called. You are the divinely selected and appointed, because in this season, whoa, my God, in this season of 2025, now, I saved the best for last, okay? In the season of 2025, this is going to be the season that you are anointed with God's divine grace. Okay? Now listen, I got 3 minutes to show this to you. 1 Samuel chapter 16, look at verse 13. Someone type, I receive it, it is so. Okay? Now listen, what you got to understand, because you are the called, divinely selected and appointed. Okay? Because you are. Okay? Everything that you went through, God says, I'm going to give you double for the shame. Listen, oh my God. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Woo, my God. That's right, Sister Shanika. You are the call. Woo, my God. Oh my God. The business is going to expand and explode. And you won't just have one business. You have several, because God has to give you several witty inventions so you can handle all of the windows of heaven being opened up to you. Oh, come on, somebody. First Samuel. The prophet Samuel goes to Jesse and says, I need to anoint one of your sons to be king. Verse 12. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look. So I want you to study the whole chapter of 16. I don't have time this morning, but it says that he's good to look at. He was cute, but he was small, ruddy. He didn't look like a soldier. Come on now. You might not look like a business boss, but God says you are the divine. You by name and by number. Oh my God. And he says, arise, anoint him. Now here's the key of this word anoint. This word anoint means to be smeared with. Oh, come on now. It means to be covered. He was submerged in the anointing of king and priest. Anoint him, for this is he. Point to yourself. And listen, I want you to type, I am them, or I am he, whichever one that you want to use. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And Samuel took the horn of what? Oil. Oil represents the anointing. It represents what's being smeared. It represents the grace and the oil of God being smeared. And he anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit, here's the grace, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. And from that day forward, woo! Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. This is the season that which should have been yours is coming upon you right now. Lift your hands. Father, right now, your word says, Pa glory, Hisheta, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. That's Genesis 8:22. Listen, now show the Lord that you receive what he's saying. How? By sowing seed. This is how you get it. The Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So listen, sow the seed right now. You can use the PayPal, the Zelle of the ministry. You know, use your little smartphone and, you know, hit the QR code right there. Or if you want to do what's called the teruma, that's when you put it in the hand of the priest. And now you're doing what Ezekiel 44:30 says, that the first of all first fruits of every teruma shall be the priest. And you shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he might cause the blessing to rest in your house. See, when you put it in the hand of the priest, I am the priest of Restored Ministries International. And when you put it directly into my hand by using my Cash App, $2ProfitMDBryan, now I speak to the Lord on your behalf. And the Bible says, God honors the mouth of the prophet. Father, right now I declare and decree, woo, as they sow seed, you said, while the earth remaineth, seed, time, and harvest, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Father, those that so the teruma, I speak the hundredfold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold. I declare and decree they'll never be broke another day in their life. Healing is coming to their body. Peace and joy is coming to their household and ministries and businesses. Father, they shall be surrounded and submerged by your grace and your anointing in Jesus' mighty name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. I got to get to the kids. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Be blessed.